The Hyundai Staria Load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. Kimbo and the Rooch with you on Anzac Day Eve. We're live from Studio Lumo SA, thanks to Hyundai and McGain Real Estate, sold by McGain again. Currently 16.8 degrees outside. I went for a walk down the mall. The city is abuzz at the moment. It is bustling, apart from one tortoise, the Rooch.
What's the matter with you? Hey, rather no respect. Oh. What do you think you do?
Bugger all.
Why you look so sad?
Why?
It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up or your face.
Oh, Roochie, Rooch, Rooch. I watched you walk along King William Street today and people were going past you at 100 miles an hour and you never
What's
altered
the rush?
Speed. I know. That's the
What is the rush?
That is you and life, isn't it?
Soak it up. Enjoy the moment. Don't worry about the destination. It's the journey.
The journey, I know. You get to take it all in, I know. Well, why are you wearing thongs all the time lately or Birkenstocks? What's going on?
Well, it's nice out there.
All right.
It's not wet.
No, okay. There's Jack Paquetta. He's just Jack used to be a reporter at Channel 9.
Then he went to the Adelaide City Council and we were hoping he would sort them out. And he's left in frustration.
Oh, has he? Where's he working now?
Not sure.
He's a very, very good reporter and
yes,
married to the Alina, a newsreader on the ABC. Mm. We digress, Rooch, which is what
if
we do.
Kane has a volcano. What does Kim Dillon have?
Oh, why? What am I upset about?
There might be a Crows non-selection tonight that might enrage you.
No, I can't imagine. You just said to me that
the scouting notes from Crows training today. So they do simulation, match simulation. Mm-hmm. Matt Crouch, who is due back from suspension, wasn't in the match simulation with the A's. He's with the B's. Does that mean he's not playing, Kim?
No. Big Trav has listened to the press conference. Right. There's no mention of Crouchy, though, I don't think. But no.
Are we to be surprised by selection?
Absolutely not. Sack the coach if he doesn't pick him.
Don't be ridiculous. Oh, sack the coach because he doesn't play Matt Crouch.
I'm being serious. We can't get there in front of the whole world only 2 weeks ago when he was suspended a week ago and say that he's been our best player so far. Then not play him the following week.
Well, we'll see what happens teams come out.
He will play, Rooch.
All right.
Look at you, Mr.
Why didn't he train with the A's?
I can't answer that.
Strange.
You only just told me before we came
on. And the other thing I've learnt today.
What?
Tom Barrass is a good bloke. He does a lot of community work, Kim.
Yeah, we'll get to that, Rooch.
I've learnt this afternoon.
Three tribunal hearings. There were two last night. We'll get to it shortly, Rooch. What I've learnt, Rooch, is that, well, I haven't learnt. I've known for a long time. You're a very different egg. You are a different unit. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, you wonder why.
Oh, let me do it
poke
live.
A little bit of fun. No,
I'll do it live.
No, Rooch, no. No, this is when the news was on, this is what Rooch was doing moments ago.
Yep. Don't know why.
Don't know when.
Got no buttons on my fly. Got a zipper because it's quicker.
Ah, that is in tribute to Rod Powell, one of the great boxing writers in South Australian sporting history. Great sub-editor of the Advertiser. He used to sing that every night when he came to work.
You blame who you want. It's creepy and disturbing, all right?
Don't Stormy
sing
weather.
It. Do not sing it again.
Don't know why.
Rooch.
Got no buttons.
5 years I've been asking you to sing a song and you will never sing there. You're singing that trollop. All right. Busy
Hello,
show.
Rod, wherever you are.
Shut up. Busy show coming up. Beat the boys. Please ring and save us. Ring right now. What's the number, Rooch?
It is 1-300-736-736.
All right, if you're the first caller through, we'll put you on around 4:15 to participate in Beat the Boys, and it'll be your chance to win $200 worth of free fuel, all thanks to Ranella Hyundai, Amber and the team down there on South Road. Mm. What number, South Road, Ridge?
65 to 71.
Beautiful. You've got a memory after all.
Yes.
$200 worth of free fuel. Who wouldn't want to win that? All you have to do is take on Rooch or me in the best of three questions. Now, we have a wonderful prize today.
Right. Whatever you dug up.
This is a ripper.
Where did you get it?
From Ned Whiskey.
Now,
this is going to be our nearest the pin for today, all right? Nearest the pin, and it's your chance. This is worth over $1,000, Rooch. Okay, we have a double pass to give away for LIV Golf. That's for this Sunday, and it's at the Shark Shack Watering Hole Suite. So you're in a corporate suite overlooking the 12th hole, and it's all thanks to Ned Whiskey, Australia's most awarded bourbon-style whiskey by us for us. Now, all you have to do, it's nearest the pin, which we've been doing for years. Tell us who wins in the Anzac Day clash tomorrow between Essendon and Collingwood and by how much. So give a margin. And then as our tiebreaker question, tell us who wins the Anzac Day medal. And if by chance we have more than one winner, they'll go into the hat. And we'll draw that on Friday. So you'll be notified Friday morning. We'll announce it Friday afternoon. We're not on air tomorrow. And on Friday, Rooch, our show will be from 4:30 to 6:30 due to our live coverage of the golf.
Very good.
All right. Simple. So start sending in your text on the Morn Team text line, 0427 154 166. Nearest the pin, who wins tomorrow's Anzac Day clash between Essendon and Collingwood by how much, and who wins the Anzac Day medal. Rooch, which way are you going? How much?
Collingwood.
Yep.
By 5 goals, so 30 points.
Yep.
Anzac Day medal. I was just thinking while you were reading all that, who would be the most influential player in this game?
Yeah, go.
No, I'm still thinking about it.
Oh, my.
I don't want to say Dacos because everyone will say Dacos, right, won't they?
Yeah, but I'm going the Bombers by 5 points and Zach Merritt to win the medal.
Good call.
All right, so jump into it. Here we go. Rooch walks slow, but he still has more pace than the Crows midfield.
That's harsh.
Rowan from Largs Bay. I like it.
That's very harsh.
Thanks, Richie. I've got my new ringtone now. That's Mario from Maslin's Beach. Good on you, Mario.
Don't know why.
Why are you watching Rooch? Just admiring from afar. That's from Tony. No, he's just that slow. He can't get out of your way. All righty. Let's jump into it, Rooch. No, we'll get into a break. When we come back, we'll go through tonight's teams, big game between Melbourne and Richmond. Then we'll dissect the tribunal hearings that took place last night and today. Up and about.
Got Rooch. No buttons on my fly.
You got issues.
The Hyundai Staria Load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roots. 3:14 on a Wednesday afternoon. Appreciate your company and the support we get from Hyundai. The Hyundai Staria Load van, it fits in everything. Rooch, I believe a little apology is about to be.
I wouldn't apologise for this, but...
Hang on.
As I said, the scouting notes. Now, why Josh Money would do this, he's gone through the A team for match simulation, then he puts B.
Can you just explain what you're talking about?
Well, we're talking about Matt Crouch, and would he play this week, come back from suspension? He then puts B, Pedler, Crouch, Hamill, notable Bs. Well, why would you put B?
No, Trav, can you just explain? I got Trav to check it. He's read it once.
Just clarifying.
Yep.
So we've got a Josh Money post that is the team order in how you'd see it listed on the paper. So and at the bottom it says B, Pedler, Crouch, Hamill, as in bench. Yep. And then you've got under that notable Bs, Dowling, Curtin, Butts, Scholl, Schonberg.
Well, I saw B, notable Bs. No. And go, well, why would you put B? You put INT bench, not B.
Rooch, just own it. You stuffed it up.
I'm not owning that.
Trav read it once and he understood what it said. And now you've got all the Crows supporters thinking that I want Nixie sacked because it would have been ridiculous.
That's a good quote.
Well,
it's a good quote.
Well, because there's no way in the world. When he got suspended for a week.
Would you put B?
Let it go. Let
would
it
you
go.
Put B there?
You stuffed it up. All right, let's go around the grounds now. Tonight, big game, Rooch.
Yes.
You idiot. Melbourne versus Richmond. Crouch will be playing for Adelaide. All right. Mm. Sorry for the false alarm, everyone. Right, tonight.
Got you up and about.
Well.
No, Melbourne. They get Cozzy Pickett back from suspension, but Ben Brown falls out of the forward lineup. Mm. Richmond, as we told you yesterday, get Hopper and Grimes back, and they've also added the ruckman Sam Naismith.
Yeah, two ruckmen.
Mm.
Interesting.
Interesting.
We'll get onto that. Zach
they
Butters
are short
was
of
on
troops
the...
too.
Yeah. Sorry?
They are short of troops, Richmond.
I know. They've got a lot of injuries. They'll have a crack, though. They played some good footy this year. They've been a little bit unlucky. All right, let's go through what took place last night and today.
Yes.
We'll go to last night's tribunal hearings, Rooch. Batting 1,000 there I was. Doesn't mean I'm right.
Well, this becomes interesting for the messages that come out of AFL House again, because Hogan gets off for a moment off the ball. Toby Green gets one game for a moment that is part of his football actions. What message is that?
Well,
particularly when they've been saying we'll take a very dim view of this stuff that's happening off the ball.
Off the ball.
But Toby Green is in an act of the game.
Yeah, I understand that. I thought Hogan had to get off. Unless they really tidy up the rules and they make it crystal clear that you can't touch anyone, whether it be the body. We saw Scott Pendlebury slap, who was it?
He got a game.
No, he didn't. Got nothing. He got nothing. Hit him right in the guts. I'm trying to think who it was. Someone will text. I thought it made sense. Like, how much do we want to sanitise the game? It wasn't a punch to the head. He flung an arm to the midfield.
Pendlebury got fined. He got found. He took the fine.
This came off his forearm and glanced him on the face. Mm. Right, we're going to have villains. We're going to have good guys.
But what message is there when you're dealing with a suspension for a football act? No penalty for something that's off
the ball.
But
that's what they're saying now. That's not a football act. You either have to realise you're not going to get there in time.
Well, good luck with that when you're in mid-air.
Yeah, well, if you misjudge it, then you have to commit to the ball and not turn the body.
And you think that's going to be safe too, do you?
I don't think it is, but that's what at least they're getting consistency with it. You can't have Peter Wright getting four and Green getting off. I didn't want Green to get any games, but I thought it had to go that way. The one I am concerned about, everyone's up and about. Let's listen to Robbo on the Hogan one.
If he's not going to get suspended, he should get a fine. When can you throw a jab at a player, connect with him, and they say, oh, no, you didn't hit him too hard? Come on, AFL. Come on, Tribunal. I think the Tribunal this year, Jared, has really let footy down. And I don't say that flippantly. I said that last week. I'm staggered by that decision.
I thought it was the right decision. Maybe I'll live in another world.
But it does send a strange message about
how sanitised do you want the game?
Well, no, but if you look at
Toby... There's going to be no body contact soon, Roach.
But which one have they told us more and more they're taking a dim view of? Stuff off the ball.
Mm.
And they've just let this one roll through.
But there wasn't much in it. Does it really deserve a game?
Or deserve some sort of...
Fine, I would have been happy if it was a fine. Didn't deserve a game. That's in my humble anyway. We'll agree to disagree there. Hey,
and then the Tribunal sat again today.
I know. Just quickly before we get to that, a stack of people jumping in now. We've got our nearest a pin. It's worth over $1,000. Your chance to go to LIV Golf on Sunday at the Shark Shack watering hole, all thanks to Ned Whiskey. All you have to do is tell us who wins tomorrow's Anzac Day game between Collingwood and Essendon and by how much, and then the tiebreaker question, who wins the Anzac Day medal? Like text coming through here. Collingwood 36, Johnny Noble to win the Anzac Day medal.
Well, that would be something, considering the number of times he's had to miss the big games.
I know,
it?
Staggering. Another one, Collingwood 17 points, Darcy Moore to win the medal. Ah. Did you get your medal winner?
I was looking at their lineup or possible lineup.
Well, come on, you've had 11
minutes. How's Lockie
Schultz go? You pick him if you want, you won't win.
No? You're going to have a breakout game one day?
No.
I don't think.
That's a shocking one.
No, I'm just looking. We'll ask you, how is he going? Because he had a pre-season where he was lighting it up.
Kicked 2-2 last week. They were Joe the Gooses.
Mm.
You put him down, though. All right, let's jump into it. What's happened with Tom Barrass?
Well, he's a good guy, good bloke. Does a lot of community work. He's brought in some wonderful character references, but in the end, the Tribunal found that his moment with Michael Walters in what we would consider now as part of the dump tackling that's going on, should be met with a one-match suspension. He's out.
As I said, I'm on another planet. When are they going to wake up themselves? His left arm was free. He had the ball underneath it. If he wants to protect himself, drop the ball. He used the ball as a cushion to impact the fall anyway and put his head on it. It's going to be a non-contact sport soon. We will hear from Nick Riewoldt on that. He's livid, Roach.
Oh,
livid.
Good.
All right.
There are people who are enraged, are there?
They are. It's 3:21.
Sack the Tribunal. Start this all over again.
All they do need to, I think.
Yeah.
They're all over the shop. They're making rules
you've got,
on the run.
You've got three different people coming in every week. What do you expect?
Let's hear from Joel Selwood on the Toby Green incident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it was unreasonable what Toby did in this circumstance. And I think that's what it should have been graded down to, I think, from careless. Yeah, it obviously wasn't. And, I mean, it's disappointing that he's having to sit out a week.
Mm. All right. Trent Cotchin.
When you see how early Toby did leave the ground in that instance, it does make it hard. And I suppose the thing for me is you don't want players second-guessing themselves in a contest that should just be a contest. And there's obviously risk in every contest that you go into, but that's where it becomes a little bit iffy for me.
Mm. The only reason I can live with that one is there was a dash of consistency there. It's not four games like Peter Wright.
No.
But the impact was low. But basically they're saying, put your arms out, complete the mark, or abort altogether. All right, we'll jump into a break. You can have your say. Ooh. Send a text on 0427 154 166. We'll hear from Matthew Nix next.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roosh.
3:27 on a Wednesday afternoon. Beautiful day outside. Oh, beautiful, that was meant to be. 16.7 degrees it is. Hey, we've got that nearest the pin. It's a double pass to LIV Golf on Sunday at the Shark Shack Watering Hole Suite. So you're in a suite. All thanks to Ned Whiskey. That was Travis clearing his throat. Australia's most awarded bourbon-style whiskey by us, for us. It's worth over $1,000. You can't please everyone, Roach. Here's a text. Why are you focusing on the Collingwood-Essendon game specifically? It's worth the same amount of points as the other eight games. Why is this one more significant? There's no name on that. We're using this for nearest the pin, who wins by how much and who wins the Anzac Day medal, because we're off tomorrow and on Friday we need to notify the winner to make sure that they can go on Sunday. So we couldn't be doing it in Hawthorn, Sydney, because that game's on the same time the golf would be finished, basically, or the same time. So hopefully you can understand that. It'd be pointless to do on Saturday. We wouldn't be able to announce the winners on air. All right? And acknowledge the generosity of Ned Whiskey. That's why we're picking out that game. All right. Is that fair enough, Roach?
I would have thought so.
All right.
About the only other contender would have been tonight's game.
Tonight's game. We thought tomorrow was a bigger one and there'd be more eyeballs on it, maybe.
Most significant game, yeah. Plus, it's probably got a bit more 50-50 than Richmond and Melbourne.
I think so. It's got a little bit of a showdown feel.
Plus,
it
also gives us the ability to put another tiebreaker question like the Anzac medal.
Yeah.
Hope that explains it.
Oh, thank you, Roach. I agree with you. All righty, let's jump into it. Matthew Nix did a press conference. I'm sure they're not as enjoyable as at certain parts of last year, these press conferences.
Challenged man at the moment.
Where they fly on his head the other night during the game. Here he is talking about taking on North. Oh, no, we run out of time. Oh, we did too long an explanation.
Right.
It's all right. When we come back after the news, Roach, we've got a whole half hour just to talk and listen and
breathe.
Breathe.
Enjoy the journey.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roosh.
$3.33, big thank you to McGain Real Estate. That's why everywhere you go, there's a sign popping up saying,
sold by McGain. Again.
Love their support and that of Montine Hyundai at Cheltenham. That is the text line, 0427 154 166. I'll do this one quickly, Roach, or I'll get in trouble. Hey, boys, this is a text. You didn't read my below text out yesterday. Apparently ran out of time. Maybe either less ads or guest interviews and more text reading. Anyway, take two. This idea is brilliant. I have the perfect solution for the Crows training home base location. The Mount Barker new football complex where Gather Round games were played. Great playing surface, infrastructure 80% built, just need a couple of extra buildings, change rooms, shops, etc. Other clubs have moved away from the main stadiums and CBD area, like the Lions, the Dockers, the Eagles and the Hawks. If they are based in Mount Barker, they're AFLW team, and that's all I've got, because, John, there's only so many characters you can have, and you went too long with your text.
Oh, nice thought, but Mount Barker is a bit out of reach for what Adelaide needs, and the way things are going with Theberton and now Football Park, West Lakes, that's adding millions and millions of dollars, these delays.
Given that
really, Adelaide now should just say, that's it, we've had a gut full of this. Go back to the Adelaide City Council.
Exactly.
And if that doesn't work, the Campbelltown Council is more than happy to give them heaps of land.
All right. Sorry for not reading that, Johnny. We cannot read all of them. We try to. I think it would have been John from Hectorville, given the tone, because he always announces his texts as a brilliant idea until they falter. He wanted two rucks.
He got him.
He got him. How'd you feel about that, Johnny? Hey, hey! If you want to win a over $1,000 prize, thanks to Ned Whiskey, that's a double pass to Live Golf on Sunday at the Shark Shack Watering Hole Suite. So you're actually in a corporate suite overlooking the 12th hole. It's worth over $1,000. We're playing nearest the pin. Who wins tomorrow's game between Essendon and Collingwood, and by how much? And who wins the Anzac Day medal? Get your entry in now. We'll give you a ring Friday morning to let you know you've won, and we'll announce it on air as well on Friday. Matthew Nix spoke today, Rooch, at the press conference. This is Matty talking about taking on North Melbourne.
Young, new coach coming in, implementing new strategies for them. They will compete, as we mentioned last week, coming into Essendon. Yeah, boys, it's going to be a contest. It's going to be exactly the same. You know, they took it to Fremantle. We know they're going to come out breathing fire, as we are. They're under pressure from a results point of view. But they're playing good footy in patches, so we're going to have to be on our game. And coming off of the game we went through, I'm confident our guys will come out, you know, seeking that contest.
Who does it better? He's right. Both have got a fair bit to prove in a game that people are saying.
What do you think will happen, honestly?
I think we'll see again the Kangaroos play that roo ball where they'll be very brave, but it won't be good enough to stop Adelaide.
I know a lot of Crow supporters that think they're going to lose. Kidding. I think they'll win by 7 goals. Mm. But when we do the Friday forecast, Rooch, Friday afternoon we'll be on at 4:30 to 6:30, just before the Port St Kilda game, because I live golf. Adelaide to win by 7, but that will be my doomsday scenario.
Oh, yeah.
If they lose that one. Yep. You wouldn't do a press conference and not expect someone to ask Nixie about Josh Rochelli?
I think he's gone about it exactly the right way. He's acknowledged it and... yeah, he knows he needs to be better in that. We've all had a moment. I sat down with Josh. I said, mate, we've all had, actually, I had about 15. Every player's had one of those moments in their career. Jonathan Brown has had a moment in his career, the most courageous one of them in the game. So it happens. Acknowledge it. Know you need to be better. I think he's done exactly that. It tarnished what was actually quite a solid game for Josh. He'll be better for it.
Yeah, he will.
Yep, I think it's fair enough.
And but he'll have to deal with what comes with it, particularly from opponents.
Yeah, he's received a lot of support. Joel Selwood, one of the toughest players ever.
Oh, yeah.
This was him talking about Rochelli not changing.
And to be honest, if I was at the Adelaide Footy Club and I'm Jordan Dawson, I'm grabbing Matty Nix and we're bringing him into a room and saying, don't you change. Okay, we can work on a couple of little things, but we need you out there celebrating, giving us energy. You know, when they do play their best, he's a big part of it. So we need him up and about.
And he's referring to the celebrations. Yep. He's talking about pulling them back a little bit. Stack of texts coming through, Rooch. This one's from Chris O. Chris from Seacombe Gardens. Collingwood by 23, Degoe to win the medal. He hasn't been as dominant, Degoe, this year as I thought he would be. Another one here, Collingwood 9 points, Degoe, that's Muzz from Parafield. Steve from Seton, Collingwood 34, Nick Dacos, a lot of people picking Dacos.
Yeah, that was inevitable.
Yeah. Premier Pete is weak on the Crows / Sandful. He should declare them major projects, then the councils can be overridden.
Yeah, but you know there's sensitivities about the way in which people then vote later on. That's why they're always
worried. Well, he's on a roll at the moment. Matt,
but this one, your point on a long time ago, we're talking about two areas of Adelaide that always had football.
Yep.
It's not as if all of a sudden someone's taking over a bit of green space that's never had a football game on it.
And there's a lot of hypocrisy out there from the Adelaide City Council. They're very annoying, Rooch. Like, they say we can't have this on council land. There's other activities. Where does SA Tennis have their head office?
Yeah, I get you.
Where does the SACA have their head office?
But there's an option for Adelaide, which doesn't.
There's a commercial business in the South Parklands that has, what is it, when you go down those traverse between the trees? Oh, not hang gliding, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I get you. Yeah.
What is it?
No, I don't know what it's called, but I can visualise.
What is it?
Are you talking about the tree?
Trees, yeah.
Treetop climb.
No, not the treetop climb.
But anyway, the point is here.
You slide down a harness.
Adelaide could build a magnificent home.
Zipline. Off. Flying Fox. Four of us in here. None of us have got a brain.
Because I'm actually, the bigger point there is Adelaide could build their infrastructure off parklands and used parklands at the west over there. And they would actually be caring for that area of Adelaide better than the city council can do.
I agree with you, Rich. Don't you worry about that. Just trying to, Blake's fired up. I'm trying to find this.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I know you like to respond to this before we get back to Nixie. Hi, Kimbo and Rich. Koshy told us he looks at all the data, inverted commas, when he made his decision to re-sign Ken as coach. I wonder if he's taken a look at the latest data set, which shows this year Port is the worst team by a whopping 12.2% of total points conceded in time on this year. 52.1% of their scores against come in red time each quarter, a damning stat that can only be linked to the football program in game plan and fitness. That's from Blake.
I reckon I can find a damning stat on every team this year, can't I? Yeah.
Why didn't you send that when they were before they lost? All right, we'll wait. We'll wait and see. Hey, Modbury Mac, he's a ripper. He says, Arvo fellas, nearest the pin. This is for a prize worth over $1,000. Collingwood by 35, Anzac Day medal, Jordan Degoe. All right, Adelaide's got a few injuries. Here's Matty Nix talking about Berry, Smith, Butts and Murphy.
Sam Berry unfortunately won't get up. So he won't train today. Brody will attempt to train today and we'll see how he goes. So I'd say Brody's 50-50. When we say back injury, there's back tightness. Probably looking back on it, it did hinder him slightly on the weekend as well. So we'll make that decision together, but today will be an indicator of that. Butsy, we're going to see how he goes. But he's going to train today. Again, that's one that we won't know until probably, you know, a couple of days, because we'll have to see how he pulls up. But he's feeling really good at the moment, and he's confident. So fingers crossed he goes well. And Murph's possibly available as well. Now, Murph's been out now for 3 or 4 weeks, so that's one where we'd have to keep an eye on the decision we make there and make sure we do the right thing by both Murph and the team. That's right on the borderline of how much footy can you miss and come straight back in at AFL level. Again, the decision's not made yet.
No, well, I reckon they're pretty easy decisions. From the outside, Rooch, if I can be a bullhead, no text on that, please. Sam Berry, well, he's been ruled out. Brody Smith, if you're waiting to see how he pulls up. Don't play him. Jordan Butts, if he's borderline and we're only at round six and you won't know until Friday, don't play him. And Lockie Murphy, well, if he's ready to go, he goes back to the sample. Pretty easy. Time to have a look at a few of the young lads. What about Billy Dowling and Daniel Curtin? Are they close?
Well, there's a number of guys that are playing well. Billy Dowling's playing some good footy at SANFL level. Dan Curtin's, nearly ready to go. We're enjoying what he's doing. He's been challenged. Last week he played on probably one of the best forwards in the game, just as another step in his development. So he continues to sort of put his hand up. There's a number of others through. Himmelberg. It depends. It may not be a like for like. We've got Nankervis on a wing. We've got Jones on a wing that have both played back. Something that we're always working on is guys having multiple roles that they can move into. So if Smith's not there, it may be something we do from within the group, moving players. But we'll keep an eye on that during training.
Rooch, before we go to a break, let's go to Friday night's game. I think it's going to be a cracker. It's going to be really physical early. Ross Lyon spoke today about what needs to improve to take on Port Adelaide.
Port will be, been stung as well. So we've just dived into the education space, trying to fix our ball movement. We're pretty keen to get our energy back. So we gave them a few days off, and so they're pretty vibrant because we're solution focused, without throwing out all the platitudes. But so we continued education this morning. As coaches, we just tweaked our team defence last week, and we just sat off the Bulldogs a lot. We're pretty passive in defence, and I mean we term it a collapse back team, so which hasn't been our trademark. So we made some tactical errors from our end, and that's the reason they had, that 135 uncontested marks, which we owned as a coaching group. So we've got to re-educate to get our team defence. Because coming into the year, we wanted to get a bit more in the front half, and we're like 17th for that. So,
you were shocked by the...
some admissions there.
Yeah, but up against the Western Bulldogs, who take more uncontested marks than anyone else. Got to get across the footy vernacular nowadays, Roach, to stay in the loop of the lingo. Our players are solution-focused. Could you see Jack saying that back in the 80s down at Port Adelaide?
No,
I don't think so. Hey, Max King will make a difference. Will he be playing Friday night?
Mm. Max King trained, did our first training session. He's training today. So it's not guaranteed, but it's looking more likely. So for our fans, obviously he's pretty important to us. So hopefully, like from my end, I'm hoping he gets up as well. But it's more likely than unlikely.
Yeah. All righty. And one more text back on Adelaide. It says, North Melbourne won't win a game this year. Pump the brakes if Crows win this week. I don't think they'd be getting that excited, Crow supporters, just by beating North Melbourne. But
that's not the measure.
They'd take any win at the moment. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And I think we've got Tim Tampoli waiting to have a chat and a few others, Roach.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch.
And the world's gonna know your name. 3:51, currently 16.6 degrees outside. Pretty busy in little old Adelaide at the moment. A lot of people have come from all around the world, Rooch, to watch Golf on the weekend.
Big weekend.
And I'd suggest there'd be a lot of people from Victoria as well that have come over for the golf and to see St Kilda play. Hmm. A lot of texts in regards to Nearest the Pin, your chance to win a $1,000 pass to go to the golf on Sunday, Live Golf, and you'll be in a corporate suite thanks to... Well, it's called the Shark Shack Watering Hole, and it's all thanks to Ned Whiskey, Australia's most awarded bourbon-style whiskey by us for us. Text has come through. What happens if more than one person picks the correct score and the medalist? That's Dean from Beverley. Well, the competition is who wins between Collingwood and Essendon. Tiebreaker, how much? Tiebreaker question, Rooch.
Anzac.
Anzac Day medalist. If we have two, three, four that get it exactly right, Dino.
The barrel.
They go into the barrel. And we draw that out Friday morning and notify them. Another text, Rooch, before we get to the phones. Does Blake need a cuddle? That's from AJ. All right, we'll take that as a statement.
Well, Blake, if you want to go through the whole data, do the whole data, just not the stat that appeases your argument.
All right, I'll let you two go head-to-head. Rooch,
that's
the phones.
David Koch said, you go through the whole argument. Hello, Paul. Tim Tampoli.
Hey, Michael.
Here.
G'day, Kim. How are you, mate? I hope Rooch saved you some chockies I dropped off the other week.
What do you reckon?
No, I don't like chances. Hey, now, pies by 45, Bobby Hill for the medal. Oh. Now, back in the day when we had this big review, Rooch and Kim, obviously the broom wasn't big enough. Now, they're saying, the experts out there, if Crows are 2-9 mid-season, only 2 wins, 9 losses, hopefully the broom will come out of Ben again. But if the broom does come out, can you put one of those squeegees behind that don't miss anything and just go through the whole department? Because, as we know, the recruiting got touched and certain directors and so forth. So hopefully this time they put a squeegee behind the broom and go through properly, Rooch. What do you think?
Well, so the review did go through recruiting and worked out that they had missed on one draft, but they had done very well on the others. Now, the bigger question there, and look, I've been asking this for some time. Adelaide does need to get more than just come home players, doesn't it, Paul?
Correct.
Now, we like the fact that they go knocking on doors of non-South Australians to find out if they can be that club that can draw someone who just doesn't want to come home. They haven't nailed the big one yet, have they?
No, because they always get these players who are nearly finished in their time or they're just not making the team and other teams. Will Haywood? Nah, don't think so, boys. We don't want him. They've got to go for a big one, Rooch. I agree with you. And Kim, any whispers out there?
No, but I like Will Haywood as a player, but I agree. I don't think he's the answer. I know he signed a new contract, but I'd be attacking Will Day. I think he's a ripper. He's got so much upside and he's young. And I'll have Jack Lukosius on the radar big time as well. But look, they've been active.
Thank you, boys.
They're after Sparrow as well. Hey, good on you, Tim Tam. When you drop those bickies in, yeah, just hide them because when Farooch gets them, he set up a stall on corner King William Street here. He sold them. It's unbelievable, Rich.
This one says,
thanks, gents. Love your work. What was that for?
Well, we're entertaining.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
We should be in consideration for a Logie now.
Here we go. Hey, Jim, am I getting set up here?
Oh, hey, more than likely.
When there's a surname. Jim.
Oh, dear.
Jim Raz. Jim Raz. Okay, no, that can't be rude. Nearest the pin, Essendon by 11 points. I like it. Nearly everyone's going Collingwood. I've gone the Bombers 5 points, Rich. Jai Caldwell to win the Anzac Medal. Good on you, Jimmy. We love it. All right, Rich. Here's another one. Sorry, Lockie Murphy can't stay out for a while. Oh, Lockie Murphy fan. Oh, I think he might need a bit of footy back in the sand for. Here's another one. Afternoon, boys. A draw.
We've had those.
Yeah, Zach Merritt to win the medal. That's Henry in Melbourne. He's a good judge, Henry, too. I think it's going to be a cracking game. Morning Show, here's one, Rooch. Morning Show said 130,000 people in Charles Sturt Council and only 27 responded to the Sandford request at Footy Park to build. 18 people ejected, so it gets put on hold. What a nanny state with red tape everywhere.
Well, that's how democracy works.
Yeah, I don't know if it should, Rooch.
And then you've got a councillor who's also declared a concern. But how many years was football at Footy Park? 40 years. How many years has Theberton Oval been a home of football? And don't say just because West Torrens left, there wasn't footy being played there. The amateurs have played there. Everyone's played there.
Well, they talk about the traffic. Like, seriously, Rooch, you know. We got 10,000 to a game sometimes.
Kim, they had a cultural fair at Theberton Oval 2 weeks ago, which got more people there than any football game has had there for the past 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
Did you hear a complaint?
No. And we used to have the Glendy there as well. Glendy Festival.
Yes. So, do the residents and taxpayers of the city of West Torrens want an area to become derelict and then there's going to be enormous costs in caring for it? Or do they want to have real purpose to Theberton Oval?
Yes. People say that we're biased, though. But look, I won't lose any sleep if it doesn't happen there. I think it's silly if it doesn't because I think they should be in town. And I think we are a nanny state when we let the councils dictate. Whether it be Port Adelaide or Adelaide, you will not get two bigger sporting franchises in this state in our next three lifetimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why not facilitate them, which is in the most convenient places for their supporter bases? It would be that hard. And I appreciate we want plenty of trees. I think we're doing pretty good in that area. Here's a question, Rooch. Where are the Crows getting this $100 million for Thebby? Imagine if Port wanted that amount. No name on that one.
Well, whoever's no name, don't complain because clearly you're a Port supporter and every cent that the Crows are getting from government sources will be matched at Port Adelaide. So Port want the Crows to get the project and get as much money as possible from government sources because it gets matched at Port. Yeah. So don't play the... That's sort of the envy game, which actually is going to bite you on your own bum, whoever sent that text in.
All right, another text.
Port are cheering for the Crows like you wouldn't believe on this front because they go, let's see, they're going to get $25 million here. We get $25 million. And Port already got a facility up. Then you're going to use it for a third facility at Albert and Oval.
Oh, you've done very well out of state governments, Rooch, because every Premier has been a Port supporter.
Well, right? They're men of wisdom.
I've forgotten the other bloke's name. What was his name?
Steve Marsh.
No, not Steve.
Jay Weatherall.
Jay Weatherall. Is he in Perth now? I remember hosting a function in the Clare Valley once, and he was there as a special guest, and I introduced him as Port Adelaide's number one ticket holder.
Well, why not?
I don't think he liked it.
Okay.
He wanted to be a man for the people. I'm embarrassed to read this, Rooch, but I read the text, so I have to read them.
Right.
This one says that Kimbo is entertaining, Rooch not so much.
Okay.
But
I'll lift my game.
If they think I, Rooch, I could not be entertaining without you.
That's right.
You're my punching bag.
I mean, Graham Kennedy needed Bert Newton.
Exactly.
Laurel
and Hardy.
Needed Stanley.
Yeah. Which one's which in all of this?
I never remember.
Abbott and Costello?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Well, they
Charlie
look Chaplin,
over to Big Trav, we got the three
Charlie
Stooges,
Chaplin did well on his own, though, didn't he?
He did. Lads, I think the Pies will win by 22 points and Josh Dacos for the medal. That's from Costa. Kimbo, he's one, Rooch, so we come up to the 4 o'clock news. Who sent this? Mark. Kimbo, I can tell you now, Jack Lekosius won't be home. Not next year anyway. Okay. Just put a pall in at his Gold Coast home. Petty will be home next year and watch Mateus Philippou. He's had a huge offer whacked under his nose. And Hugh McCluggage may come with Scott Borlase. Watch this space. Oh, there's some names. Hugh McCluggage, that's a little left field, isn't it?
Very left field.
Yeah. Good. Oh, I like it. That's what we do. Mm. We read them out. Crows have landed some big ones. Dangerfield, Cameron, Lever, etc. But they can't keep them.
No. They're not. They're drafts. Everyone gets a go at the draft. I'm talking about actually going into the marketplace during the trade period, finding a non-South Australian who says, I want to play for the Adelaide Football Club. Mm. That's when you know your recruiting's made.
Well, they did okay with Eddie Betts and Saucy Jacobs in that regard. I'm sure I can find a few more.
Sauce was a come home.
But I'm not putting caveats on it.
Someone who's got no reason to be in Adelaide, but has reason to play for the Adelaide Football Club.
Yeah, Paul Seedsman was good.
Yep, but that's a while back, Kim.
I know.
It's a while back.
Just trying to be the voice of reason.
There's a lot of dust coming off those news.
What time is it?
It's 4:01:07.
Yeah, there's a text. Kimbo, get with it. Jay Weatherall's been in Perth for years. All right, apologies.
But we don't see him.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch.
It's past four. Kimbo on the Reach with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Stack of traffic in town at the moment. I mean people traffic, Rooch.
Good to see.
Yeah, a lot of people in South Australia at the moment.
Are we spending money, Kim?
Yeah, I think the mall was chock-a-block. We have a nearest the pin, a chance to go to the golf. This is a double pass to go to Live Golf on Sunday and attend the Shark Shack Watering Hole Suite. So you're in a corporate suite, all thanks to Ned Whiskey, Australia's most awarded bourbon-style whiskey, by us, for us. This is valued at over $1,000. All you have to do is play nearest the pin, but do it today. Who wins tomorrow's Anzac Day game between Essendon and Collingwood, and by how much? And our tiebreaker question, who wins the Anzac Day medal? We'll announce that on Friday morning and on Friday night when we do our show from 4:30 to 6:30. That's because of Liv Golf. All right, Roach, it's time to talk netball. A little bit of Hannah Montana there, Rooch. Best of both worlds. That's what we get. We get to play Hannah Montana and speak to Hannah Petty, captain of the T-Birds. Hello, Han.
Hello. I love the intro.
Well, we love you. That's why we did it. Were you a fan of Hannah Montana?
I was. It used to be my Sunday morning ritual before netball at home. I used to watch it every time.
Here's a little bit more for you. All righty. Well, it didn't help you bloody last week, did you? First round, you win by one goal, and then you lose by a goal to the Melbourne Vixens. A close one.
Yeah, it was. It was a hard loss, actually. I much prefer winning by one goal than losing by one goal. But, I mean, we put everything out on the court. We've got some real focuses going into this week, but the Vixens were just better than us on the night, unfortunately.
Well, to use that line, there's a fine line between pleasure and pain. What was the difference between winning by one goal and losing by one goal?
Oh, look, I think it come down to the simple execution. I think this week we didn't nail the little moments earlier in the game, and it led up to the last moment, the last 40 seconds, and Vixens were able to hold on to the ball and starve us of it. And that was the difference in the end, but realistically it was probably a lot of moments, especially in the two-point time, which we didn't nail, and we've gone away and already started nailing that this week in preparation for Lightning.
So you've had two games now. What have you noted about how the opponents deal with the defending champs?
Oh, look, they come out firing. We're the people that are being hunted this year, and I mean, we've already seen some game plan change-ups that we've had to adapt, and I think the biggest thing is we just need to be comfortable in ourselves. We've been playing with a lot of freedom at training, and that's what we need to do on the court. We stick to our processes, and when we do that, we're really successful. But when we go away from that, that's where our errors start to creep in.
So you're on the road again. This time you're heading up the Sunshine Coast. You take on the Lightning. Do the girls enjoy the travel, the away games? Is it a novelty or is it hard work?
Oh, we love going up to the sunny coast. I love doing it in July when it's freezing here in Adelaide. It's nice and warm up there. But, yeah, I mean, away trips, especially at the start of the season, are really good for team culture and team building. And come the end of the season, it's a bit harder. But, I mean, we got to know what we're doing. And we're lucky this year. We've got a lot of home games coming up in the second half. So we are enjoying the away trips early.
Now, Han, what's going on with Netball Australia, to name aside the Lightning, when we have the Adelaide Lightning here in another code?
I know. It's a bit disappointing, but hey, I mean, Adelaide Lightning are better than Sunshine Coast Lightning, in my opinion, and Laura Sherry, and she's come to join Adelaide Thunderbird instead of staying up with the Sunny Coast Lightning, so she thinks the same thing.
Oh, look, you are a South Aussie icon through and through, and so will your brother be next year. He plays tonight, actually. Will you be watching that game?
Hello. I unfortunately won't be. I'm going to the LIV Golf opening party.
I might have to have it on my phone.
But, yeah, we'll see how we go. See if it's worth rewatching tomorrow.
Well, I might catch up with you and have a Coca-Cola tonight, all right? Yeah, so I'll be down there as well. It'll be huge.
Yeah, great.
Hey, tell us about the Lightning. They've had one win so far out of their two games. But where'd they finish last year?
Yeah, so they finished outside the top four last year, but they've got some new recruits this year and they've been impressive in their first game and got dismantled last week. So we've been watching what West Coast Fever did against them to be successful and we're trying to implement a little bit of that. But I think they were my team that I had it to watch this year and thought that their recruiting was outstanding. But definitely know that we can break down their attack end and have had real success in the past. So we look to do that again.
Now, is Ed's sister, Laura Sheeran, is she taking on her old side this week?
She is. She is. So I definitely hope we get the win for her. And I think she'll be pretty nervous, but we'll wrap our arms around her. And this one will definitely be for Shez. And getting one over the old team will be our focus.
Yeah, and sorry for the dad joke, but is it pronounced Sheeran?
Sheeran.
Oh, is it really? Sheeran. That's the first time I've ever said called a Sheeran. Laura Sheeran. Apologies to Laura. How's the coach been this year?
She's been great. I mean, she's coming with some fresh ideas. And I think this week's all been about going back to basics. And that's Tanya 101. If we nail the basics, everything else can flow from there. And that's what we've gone back to. And that's what we've needed to. But she's been pretty relaxed. She's got her little tricks and an event calendar this year is our theme rather than the soldiers that were last year. So, I mean, she's coming out with something new, which is exciting for us to learn.
That's fair enough. Because if you stand still, everyone rides the wave beyond you. So how much has she changed it up?
Yeah, and just quickly on that, for those that don't know, Tanya Obst is the coach. She has enormous Port Adelaide heritage. Yes. How many times does she go to the well and reference Port Adelaide?
Oh, any time that she can reference Port, she definitely gets it in there and how much she loves them. Any new player that comes in, if they don't follow the AFL, they've got no choice but to be a support supporter, which is unfortunate for the rest of us.
I love it. And look,
so how much has she changed it up?
Oh, she definitely has. I mean, last year she said that was our foundation last year and we need to build on that. And with new players in the team as well, we all bring different strengths and weapons. So it's about bringing them each game and how we can bring each other's weapon out on court rather than worrying too much about what the opponent's doing. And if we do that, then that means that we're probably shutting down their strengths.
Generalisation, but we say coaches fit into one of two categories. They either put defence first or they go all out attack and don't care how much is leaked at the back. Where does Tanya fit?
Well, she did say in a team meeting this week that she was a goalie and she loves the glory that the goalies bring. Ah. So she probably sits there, but we know that defence wins premierships. So that's where I sit, but she's all about the glory of the attackers.
Okay. And in the AFL, the Anzac round is one of the biggest rounds on the calendar. In the netball world, do you pay your respects to the Anzacs?
Yeah, we definitely do. We have an Anzac ceremony before each game this weekend and thanking everyone that served for this country to be the way it is. And we want to pay our respect the same way that the footy does. Yes, it's not on the big stage that they get, but we need to do it in our own special way with netball and say thank you for the luck that we have now because it definitely may not have been like this. So, we definitely will pay our respects and thank them for everything they've done.
Anything special for the uniform?
No, unfortunately, we don't get a new uniform or anything like that, so we'll just be in the away kit. But, I mean, the footy Guernseys look outstanding, and hopefully one day netball will be able to do the same thing.
Yeah. All right, Hannah, behave tonight. We wish you all the very best on Saturday afternoon. The game starts at 4:30 Adelaide time at UniSC Arena. We'll be watching that one straight after watching the Crows demolish the Kangaroos. Hopefully. Have a great night tonight, Han, and on the weekend as well.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey! She's a Hannah Montana.
Thunderbirds are go.
Oh! Scared the hell out of me, dude. Rooch, do you know who Hannah Montana is?
No.
Yeah, wonderful.
I know who the Thunderbirds are.
Wonderful netballer. We'll take a break. We are here thanks to McGain.
Oh, really?
McGain Real Estate. And who? Hyundai.
Hyundai.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roots.
Eighteen on a Wednesday afternoon, hump day, or is it public holiday tomorrow? So maybe
you're not
it's
wrong. I've not known so much foot traffic while we've been here. How many years have we been here?
Four.
This is serious foot traffic.
Yeah, it's good. I went down the mall. It was really busy. You could tell a lot of people from interstate as well. All right, time for Beat the Boys, Rooch. A chance to win $200 worth of free fuel thanks to Ranella Hyundai. All you have to do is get through like Mark from Grange has done and then be the winner of the best of three questions. Hello, Mark.
G'day, fellas.
How are you?
Are you enjoying the show today?
Thank you.
God, it's
you
very
know,
kind.
I always wait 3 o'clock on the dot. No, I think it's the best part of the day.
Oh,
from
thank
three
you,
to five.
Mark. That is very kind. And thank you for bringing in the cannoli last
was
year, too.
Exquisite.
Yep.
Oh, well, no, you have to thank my cousin from St. George's.
Ah.
He works there.
Right. No, well, it was beautiful. Yeah, we well appreciate done. It. Now, you know how this works. Who would you like to take on to try and win the $200 worth of fuel?
I have to go for the Rooch.
The
Rooch. Why not?
I like it.
Why not? Yeah. Why
okay. Not? All right. Test your buzzers, whichever name you like.
Rooch.
Beautiful.
Mark.
Mark. Oh, nice and crisp, Mark. I like it. Okay, I've just been handed the questions. Right, here we go. Oh, be quick.
Right.
Who won last year's Anzac Day medal?
Rooch.
Hmm?
Nick Dacos.
Ooh, under Rooch. Come on, Mark.
I didn't want to pick him this year.
Okay. Oh, it is a good one.
All right.
I don't think
come
either of you will get this. Who hit the only hole in one at last year's LIV Golf event here in Adelaide?
But
say your name first. You've got to have a crack at this one if you want to.
Mark.
Win. Yes, go.
Was it Chase Koppler?
I'll take that, Chase Koepka. Beautiful.
Kepler, yeah.
That was you must have had a typo. Well done. One
well,
all.
Well noted. Well noted, Kim.
Hey, we need someone to try and win the $200.
Just go easy on the keyboard, Mark.
Tiebreaker question. Oh, here we go. This is the nearest the pin.
Oh, good. We both
so get in early if you want.
Right.
How many goals has Zach Butters kicked in his 99-game AFL career?
Rooch.
Rooch.
57.
Right. Whoa. You have a go now, Mark.
56.
Oh, unbelievable. Rooch wins.
Oh, wow. How could I win?
I know. That's what I was thinking. He's kicked 58. Oh, if you'd gone the other way.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, Mark, we thank you for being such a loyal listener over the last 5 years. We really appreciate it. Sorry you didn't get through. And Rooch has had a rare victory. Hey, good on you, Mark. Have a great Anzac Day weekend, if that makes sense.
Thank you.
I should have gone 59, shouldn't I? Oh, well. Sorry, Mark.
Oh, well. I was surprised you got that close. Was that a total guess, was it?
Well, I just did a bit of maths.
You what?
Just did a bit of maths, thinking about what his goal ratio is.
What would have been going through your head that midfielders need to kick a goal a game?
Yeah. But he's just up to 100 games, so he would have had
needs
a slow
the
start
there a little bit. A few texts, Rooch, before we go to a break. Nearest the pin. Well done, Rooch. That was all thanks to Ranella Hyundai. We'll have another crack at that on Friday. Collingwood to win by 29 points. Nick Dacos to win the medal. That's Jack, the Uber driver. Collingwood by 16, best on ground, Nick Dacos. That's from Eddie Maguire. I don't think that's your real name. Then again, he enjoys the show. From Brett, g'day Kimbo and Rooch. Hannah Montana, what a sweet, innocent girl she turned out to be. Is that sarcasm there? I think it is. Oh, and this is a long text from Michael, so I'll do it after this break. All right. This is Kimbo on the Ridge. If you'd like to send a text, jump on the text line. Thanks to Mourn Team, Hyundai Cheltenham, 0427154166.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roots.
.27, we love your company and we mean it. It's 15.8 degrees, almost a couple of hundred ticks. The nearest good. The pin, hey, Roach, and Kim, they're still coming
Kim,
through.
Kim, you have got a prize here that, you know what they say money can't buy? Mm. That's the definition of it.
Yeah, no, it's genuine. It's an absolute ripper. It's worth over $1,000. You'll be in the corporate suite at the Shark Shack watering hole overlooking the 12th hole, all thanks to Ned Whiskey, Australia's most awarded bourbon-style whiskey. It's a nearest the pin. If you've just joined us, who wins the Anzac Day match tomorrow between Essendon and Collingwood, and by how much? And the tiebreaker question, imagine, who wins the
medal? Imagine ringing a mate. Hey, Sunday, have I got a surprise for you?
Yep, you'd be telling the bride I could have been home a little bit late, doll.
And she'd be saying, you're not taking me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if I won it, and if I was with partner at the moment, Rooch, I'd be taking her. Maybe.
Oh, no movement in that space.
No, well, no, a little bit at the moment. No, still a bit heartbroken from last year. Got blindsided, Rooch. You had to bring it up. I know, I brought it up. Yeah. Hey, Trav, it was very hurtful.
It was more elephant in the room, not the baby.
Exactly. Yeah. It was very, very hurtful. Got blindsided. Yeah, shame on her. Here we go. What about this? Well, I brought it up. What are you laughing at?
You don't miss, do you?
Well, I didn't name anyone. Do you want me to name
no,
it? Who it was?
No, please. Move on.
Disgraceful performance, Brian. Anyway, here we go. Hi, boys. This is a good one. We got time? Yep. Hi, boys. Hoiney, he's the stats man.
Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel, was on Vic Sports Day recently. He gave an insight into Port's ground ball gets in the D50. Mm. They are one of the worst performers in this area.
Well
and
said.
Against Collingwood, they performed the second worst ever in this stat.
Yeah.
Is there a lack of balance in defence? Are the midfield wingers too offensive, as in playing too attacking, and not willing to gut run back to defend? A previous texter mentioned Port give away a lot of scores in red time. Could a lot of Port's problems be a fitness issue? That's from Michael.
No.
Really good text, and before it was Blake.
The issue is be daring as defenders, but defend first.
Oh, Coach Richard.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roots. Sitting in the Hall of Fame. And
the world's gonna know your name. We are in the home straight on a Wednesday afternoon. It's 4:33. Hope you're having a winning day and you have a wonderful weekend planned. A lot of people take a sickie take a day's leave on Friday, Rich.
Yes.
I think I saw a news report how the sickies are up on the Friday.
Yes.
Traditionally.
Well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah,
4-day weekend.
Make sense. Have a flexi day.
We won't do that. We'll be here 4:30 to 6:30 on Friday.
On Friday, yeah. We're off tomorrow, though.
Yes.
Yep. All righty. If you'd like to send a text, 0427 154 166. Thanks to Mourn Team Hyundai Cheltenham. Put them on your shopping list for $1,000 worth of free genuine accessories. Daniel Thomas and the team down there, wonderful dealership. Texts are still coming through thick and fast for nearest the pin. That prize is worth over $1,000. Your chance to go to the golf, live golf on Sunday and attend the Shark Shack watering hole suite. You wouldn't want to be pissed when you're saying that, I tell you. All thanks to Ned Whiskey, Australia's most awarded bourbon style whiskey. Say it quickly, Rooch.
The shark. No, sorry. What
I said, I told you he wouldn't be able to do it.
No.
A man that's very good with his words, though, is Mark Bickley. He's a dual premiership captain. He joins us every Wednesday, which will forever be known as the Captain's Day. Anna Petty and Mark Bickley. Successful premiership captains. Hello, Bix.
Yes.
Hello. And a cunning linguist as well.
Oh, very good. Yes. Can you say this for me really quickly? I'm not the sock cutter. I'm the sock cutter of the sun. I'll sit here cutting socks till the sock cutter comes.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
What about, I'm not the pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker son. I'll sit here plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. Can you do that?
No.
Rich, you have a go
all
like
this,
that?
Mark.
Happy just to talk footy.
For all of this, he can't see the setup when someone sends a text signed off, trees are green.
Yeah, I did get tricked.
And hey, a few others.
Bix, I know, you had to bring up the war, Rich. Bix, as a former captain and a successful one, there's been a lot of talk around the captain's call in recent weeks and in lieu of what happened to Adelaide last Friday. Would you like to see the captain's call, and how many times should it happen, if so?
Yeah, no, I'm not a big fan of the captain's call because I just don't know how it would work. If let's say, for example, forget the notion of what happened on the weekend where it was pretty cut and dried, where the umpire blew his whistle and paid one free kick, and you know potentially the captain could have sort of put his hand up or done something, I don't know, whatever the mechanism is, and they could review it. But what happens if it happened a minute earlier on the wing and the player was tackled high but the umpire didn't blow his whistle and play keeps going on and there's no stopping play for another 90 seconds? What happens then?
Well, there's four umpires. I suppose that's...
You're
that's
not taking
difficult
90 seconds to challenge it, though, Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point. How do you challenge? I get your point. If there's a non-call and it becomes play on, you still should have some mechanism that allows the captain to go, no, I'm not tolerating that.
It would be messy. And what if the captain's on the interchange bench at the time?
And what if
the team's running into an open goal? And what do you do? Stop play? I want to have a captain's call. And then if the captain gets it wrong, what do you do? Bounce the ball?
They had possession. If they got it wrong, he'd retain possession and he'd have a shot. He'd have to be a set shot, though.
But what about a time, you know, like the opposition have got a player out the back, you know, or they've got an advantage and they're off. They've got a turnover and teams just do on to a captain's call on that, knowing that it's not going to be upheld, but you're going to stop the game while they check and then you get all your defenders back and then the opposition then, okay,
so it
we
could
got
be
that
abused.
Wrong.
It's
a free kick. Yeah. You know, I just think there's too many ways that the game... it's just not as cut and dried as
we get you.
Well, can you find any positives for it then?
Mm.
Well, a bit like on the weekend, you know, you could argue, you know, if the captain was close by, he could have done the challenge. Once again, the other couple of the one with Jordan Dawson against Collingwood, where the AFL also said that was wrong. That was one. There was a non-call. I don't think there was a stop in play, and then the siren blew. So, once again, do you then bring the ball back? I'm not sure. I haven't thought about it greatly, but it just opens a can of worms, and it's not a cut and dried scenario like tennis, where you can the ball's called out. Cricket, we can challenge that. We can go back and we can look at it. There's a stop play after every point or after every ball, basically. But we just don't have that in footy.
No, that's all right. We wanted to ask because you are the voice of confusion. No, what is it? Reason, sorry. Bix, Port Adelaide have one bad game. And I think we can call it a bad game, even though they led by 31 points at the 24-minute mark the first term. It was a 73-point turnaround. The natives are restless already. They're scared to believe. Are you concerned about Port Adelaide? And it was against the Premiers.
Yeah, look, not so much. You know, teams have bad games, but I think the thing that people are a bit concerned about is the numbers were very stark in regards to contested ball. They were minus 41. Now, keeping in consideration, generally if you're minus 20 in contested ball, that's a bad loss. So minus, if you go back to some other of Port Adelaide's bad losses, so the two finals last year, they were minus 22 and minus 17 in contested ball. And if you go back even further to the Western Bulldogs home prelim sort of debacle, they were minus 40 something in that. So basically what that says is, when the game gets really tight and when it's not a free-flowing game, the pressure's up. There's lots of physical pressure. The ability to win the ball is king. And so those games are generally finals and really big games against quality opposition. And that's the one where they've fallen over. And if you even want to break it down a little bit further, the showdowns are a pretty big game as well, and there's high pressure. The last two showdowns that Port have lost to Adelaide, they were -17 and -20 in those games as well. So blokes like Laird and Crouch and those ball winners were able to get their hands on it and deny Port Adelaide the ball. So I think that's more the focus point that Port Adelaide will be looking for. So in the coming weeks, they'll have ups and downs and wins and losses, but they will want to be making sure that when they play Brisbane or Adelaide coming up, teams that are a bit contested, they need to make sure they get their fair share. Now, to be fair, when they played Melbourne, the contested ball was, I think, one or two the difference.
Yeah.
And in that game, they did it well enough and had enough opportunities to be able to win, but they just fell short through to some execution stuff. Sure. So they were able to do it against Melbourne, but they've got to be able to do it consistently against the good teams.
Everyone's rolling out the record against top four sides. So is it poor coaching in pressure matches, or is it the inability of the playing team?
So I'm pointing to the inability to win the contested footy when it matters most. And, you know, like last year, there was a lot of discussion around late in the year. Scott Lysette's not fit. They were undersized in defence. But both those losses in the finals, they were beaten in the midfield convincingly. And so, you know, that was probably the most disappointing thing. So I think that's what they need to look at. They need to make sure. Like Wines had double-figure contested possessions, and I think there was one other player who was a bit the same. But you look at Dacos and Degully, their balance of contested versus uncontested, they both had roughly 30 possessions. They had 15 and 15. Zach Butters had 31 disposals. He had 8 contested and 23 uncontested. I think Rosie only had 6 or 7 contested possessions. So sometimes there's need to be able to, you know, get the ball on the outside and carry and run, and those boys are as good as anyone. But you still have to have that mechanism in your game where you're able to win the ball on the inside as well. So I think, you know, that's going to be something for Port Adelaide fans to watch as the intensity in games go up. Can they get their fair share of that contested
play? Our show is followed by Sports Day with Jared Healy and Kane Corns. Kano has said that Connor Rosie, Zach Butters and Jason Horne-Francis rarely attend centre bounces together. It's only happened on a handful of times. Would that be a simple fix? You've sat in the big chair?
I don't see that as a big issue. There's a couple of things with this. So rotations, you're spinning guys through there all the time. If you have Rosie and Horne-Francis and Butters all in there all together, then after 3 minutes, one of them will go to the bench, and then the next one will go to the bench, and one will go forward. So all of a sudden, you'll have three guns in there at 1 minute, and then you might have Wines, Drew, and the third guy in there who all are the inside guys. And when you have the Horne-Francis and Butters and Rosie, you've got the outside guys. You want to have a balance all the time in there. So I don't see it as a huge problem. The other thing I did see, I saw on Twitter, someone sort of responded to Kane after he made the comment. They talked about defensive half pressure acts. Now, I think it was Zach Butters and Jason Horne-Francis were both, one was ranked 157th in the AFL and one was 158th. And so, and that makes sense to me because they're offensive players. Just like when Isaac Rankin goes into the midfield the last couple of weeks for Adelaide, he's had moments where he hasn't quite got that defensive effort right and players get forward on him. But I'm betting if you watch the three-time Norm Smith medalist Dustin Martin when he was at his absolute best, he's a front half player. He's not picking up blokes when they go into defence. Other people are employed to do that. And so, you know, I sense that if you've got these attacking-type midfielders, you can't have them all in there at the one time because, you know, that doesn't give you the balance that you require. So that's probably more to the point why they don't all end up in there at the same time.
So let's look at the balance of what is behind centre. They have attacking-minded defenders. Do they defend hard enough? It's one thing about intercept marks, you know, reading the play and intercepting, but when it comes down to, you know, admired that the undersized defenders like Trent McKenzie would do some great lockdown moments that he had, particularly against Geelong. But do you see that as an issue with Port at the moment, where they've got
defenders who want to be daring and they want to set up the play. But and it was so obvious against Collingwood. The basics of defence were being let down.
Oh, it's really interesting, though, Michelangelo, because I watched the broadcast.
Mm.
And in the first 40 minutes, the broadcast was along the lines of, I think, you know, the Collingwood dynasty's over. They look out of sorts in defence.
Yeah.
Darcy Moore, he's a really dumb one there. He's come off his man. He hasn't impacted the contest.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Maybe what they were able to do last year, they can't do this year. And they just pretty much said that they were a basket case. And then by the end of the match, they're back to their best in defence. Yeah. You know, but Darcy Moore was still coming off. His man and still playing loose, but they were just able to maybe get a bit more pressure up the field or things started to happen for them. But I don't think, you know, there's not too many. I reckon Harris Andrews is a really tight lockdown player, but he still comes off the mark.
Alex Pearce.
I'm not sure we have 6 one-on-one contests in defence anymore. It really is around sort of zoning, you know, playing you know, 10 metres off your man and you're hoping to, or you're demanding that the players up the field put good pressure on so you can come off and support in the air or you can intercept marks. So I think the only thing I'd say about Port Adelaide is I'm a little bit concerned in terms of that sort of smallish defender. Like most teams now have a really good small forward. So whether that's, you know, Isaac Rankin for Adelaide or whether it's Toby Green or Cozzy Pickett, those types of players.
Mm.
At the moment, it's left to, I think, Kane Farrell's done a little bit. We've seen Ryan Burton play on Charlie Cameron. Had a little bit of success there. But I just don't know who that player is. And I think they've tried to use Lachie Jones as that player because he's powerful with the way that he can sort of keep up with those quick players. But he gets sort of drawn to the footy and he's probably, you know, he's...
He doesn't read it well enough. He gives his everything. Yeah, he's good one-on-one, but he doesn't read it really well. Hey, change of direction. Josh Rochelle's received a lot of heat this week. Here's a text. Can't be too harsh on Rochelle. Tony McGuinness used to duck his head for years. That's from Will. Just reading it out, Tony. Your views, would you be happy if he cut back on the celebrations and just concentrated on footy? Do you like the fact that he's doing a lot of media with Channel 9 and AA?
That's an interesting one. Like, I don't know, did anyone watch the Derby last week?
Yes.
Hardly Reid.
Yes.
He celebrated a bit, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And we love
it
because of his personality.
Got on the radio, had a crack at David Mundy for not giving him votes, you know, maximum vote. Like, we love it. Mm. We absolutely love it. And we love characters. And then the minute one of them makes a mistake, we just want to, people want to just pile on. And so I'd say to Josh Rochelle, just be authentic. Be you.
Mm.
And some players are really exuberant. And I'll use Tom Papley as an example. He celebrates. He gets excited. His teammates love it. And sometimes it pumps them up when they're behind. He gets going. And I've seen Josh Rochelle do that as well where, you know, I think it was last year, the year before, Adelaide were a couple behind. He kicks a goal. He does the shadow boxing. The crowd get up. That's right. Adelaide get on a bit of a roll. So I think he just has to be true to one person, and that's himself. Mm. Yes, he can be guided, I think, in regards to, you know, how much media he should be doing and some of the stuff that he should be talking about, you know, and it's more talking about team and those celebrations should be involving teammates and all those sort of things. That's the only guidance I would say. But the other stuff, which is, if that's your personality, just be true to yourself.
I like that, Bix. I was always big on the fact having eye contact with your teammates. They're the people you should really be celebrating with. But, hey, the crowd love it too when you get out there and give them a few high fives. Hey, last one, Bix. We'll keep this one short. We're nearly out of time. We're doing a nearest the pin. You're not eligible to win, but we'd like your views because other people can text through on 0427154166 for this wonderful $1,000 prize to go to the Live Golf on Sunday at the Shark Shack Watering Hole Suite. Thanks to Ned Whiskey. You're in a corporate suite overlooking the 12th par 3 hole there. Who wins in the Anzac Day game tomorrow and by how much? And who are you tipping to win the Anzac Day medal?
Okay, I'm going to go with Collingwood by, I think the weather's going to be okay. It looked like it was going to be wet. I'm going to say Collingwood by 59 points.
Whoa, 59.
Nick Daicos to win the Anzac medal.
59 points. Yeah.
Why not?
You're not on the frothy. You're not on the frothies, are you? Hey, 59. You don't rate Essendon at all.
Gone win loss. Like they've been up and down, so they're due for a loss again.
Yeah, that's a big loss, isn't it? Hey, Bix, we love chatting to you. You've poo-barred the captain's call. We've got it from a captain, Rooch. We need to put a bit of work into that. Have a great weekend, Bix.
Okay, talk again next week.
Yeah, look forward to it. Mark Bickley there. I was going to say thanks to someone, but he's just there because he's our mate.
We've got to work the mechanics. The theme we like, don't we? How we make it work is our challenge now. Captain's call. Mm. How do we make it work? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, we've got to do our tips. Well, Trav, I was shaking my head. I thought...
Wednesday. Right, let's do them. I've got mine written here.
Yeah, we don't have to do the whole week before. It was from... It was sponsored by Harvest Hotels, Rich.
Yes.
That's finished now. Has it? We love their support, though. But you can give your tip for tonight.
Melbourne.
And tomorrow. Are you tipping Melbourne? I'm going Melbourne and...
Essendon.
Essendon. Yeah, I've gone for Essendon.
All right, we'll save the other tips for Friday.
Yeah, we'll do them Friday. And the show will be from 4:30 to 6:30. We'll be live down at the Adelaide Oval. You know that, Rich, don't you?
Yes, I do know that.
Are you sure? Because you're likely to turn up here.
No, because I was going to hit you for a lift.
Walk down, you lazy...
Well, I would have thought we'd be leaving here together. All right, if you want me to walk, I'll walk.
Yeah, walk.
I might get there by next Anzac Day, though.
You'll miss the game. You'll miss the show. Nearest the pin. Oh, here we go. 56 points. Bobby Hill to win the Anzac medal. That's Pete from Jepp's Cross. Good on you, Pete.
Hey, we've got to do GWS and Lions as well, because that's tomorrow night.
Lions. Yeah, Lions.
I'm going GWS.
Oh, two games tomorrow. Yeah, Lions.
GWS for me.
Are you?
Yep.
You won't pick a winner, Rich, this weekend. Hey, what are we serving up on SEN tonight? Thanks to 4 and 20. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie.
The smiling assassin, Brad Johnson, will be on with Jared Healy and Kane Corns.
I like him. I find him a very fair lovely analyst. Man. Yeah, he's a good fellow. And Blighty's having the day off because it's a Wednesday. He's got the best contract in the world, Blighty.
Good luck to him. He's earned it.
All right.
He's a legend.
Well, I know. I'm not disputing that. So, Wills will be on with Dan Menzel. Who have they got on?
They says here, Anzac Round Preview.
Oh, right. That's what they're doing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And we're off tomorrow and we're back Friday.
And it's only a 30-minute show with the lads tonight.
All right, Rich. I'm glad you well researched that. Yeah. That's what we're serving up, thanks to 4 and 20 Pies, the classic taste of 100% Australian meat in delicious gravy wrapped in golden pastry.
Would you like me... to sing a song as we leave.
No, I wouldn't, actually. I found that creepy and inappropriate. If you just joined us, this was Roots Through the News at 3 o'clock.
Yep. Don't know why.
Don't know when.
Got no buttons on my fly. Got a zipper, because it's quicker.
Rod Powell would sing that every night on the advertiser sub-editor's desk.
I have no idea who he is.
Great man. I wish you'd met him.
Mm. Was he no longer with us?
No, sadly.
Oh, well,
lovely man.
Apologies.
Lovely man.
Yeah.
One of those men who made sure that if you were going to write something, you got your spelling right, the grammar right, context right. We need those sub-editors and they're gone.
Yeah. All right. We live in a different world, Rooch.
We do.
Well, news stories now are just people commenting on social media.
Sad world we're in.
Is it? Don't be sad, Rich. You've had a good life.
Thank you.
Pies by 33 and Darcy Cameron to win the medal. Leanne from Gawler. Hello, Lily. Kimbo, would you still be saying the same about Josh Rochelle taking on too much media if he was doing Channel 9 and SEN instead of 5AA? Well, where do people go? Honestly, I said as a father figure, it's
and I can testify that Kim is actually... told some footballers not to do SEN because it would hurt their careers.
Well, not SEN, just in general. Maybe at this stage of their career, you know what I mean? They should concentrate on footy.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I appreciate the text. Hey, have a great night, everyone.
Good night.